بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and praise be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And we are still talking about the diseases of tongue and the bad side effects of the tongue. This tongue that's a tool to good and a tool to evil. This tongue that will lead you to the paradise and Allah Azza wa Jal being pleased from you, or lead you to hellfire and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry from you. This tongue. As much as we speak about the tongue, if we really wanna categorize all the categories and the diseases of tongue, we'll find a lot of diseases in that tongue. And it'll take us lessons and lessons after lessons to speak about those diseases. But inshallah, within the short time that we have, we try and speak and summarize those diseases in the best format that we can. Last week we spoke about one of the major diseases of this tongue, in which was backbiting and slandering. And backbiting and slandering is an evil thing coming out of the tongue that causes a lot of mischief and corruption among people. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا يدخل الجنة نمام, that someone that is in the path of doing the namima and backbiting and slandering would not enter the paradise, because the paradise does not want people with those bad qualities. And it's not the action of the people of the paradise to slander one another, or to speak about one another, or look down at one another, or disgrace one another, or speak about the faults of each other. And that's a disease that's widespread among the Muslims, religious ones and non-religious ones. And that's an unfortunate thing. And sometimes we might say things and mention things thinking that it does not mean anything, but it's a major sin in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that would lead you for years and years in the hellfire, wal'ayadhu billah. So the tongue. Watch what you say. Monitor what you say and be aware of what you say. Today inshaAllah we'll speak about another disease, the disease of lying. This disease of lying and falsehood. And lying is there is a lot of things that go under lying. Lying is what's been defined by the scholars is to mention the thing in the opposite of its state. To say something about something that's not true. This is lying. Whether you meant it or not. Whether it was deliberately or not. If you mentioned this thing, if you mentioned something about something and it wasn't true deliberately, then you had committed a sin, and this sin is a major sin. If you mentioned it by mistake or being unaware, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not judge you for your mistakes. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَصْدُقْ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا وَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَكْذِبْ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. Listen to me and open your minds and your hearts with this hadith. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that honesty will lead to the good. Honesty will lead to the good of all goods. The word birr is a word that combines all the good descriptions of the good. And the good will lead you to paradise. And then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, and one of you will say the honest and speak honestly, and he becomes honest until he's written by Allah Azza wa Jal that he's an honest. That one of you is an honest person and only speaks the honest things and only follows the honest things until he's written by Allah that he's an honest man. And if you're written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you've been from the honest ones, then you are from those ones of the people of the paradise. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الْيَوْمَ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ تِرَي. The honest ones, their honesty will benefit them. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, as Allah Azza wa Jalla said, and be with those ones who are honest. And then he said, and lying is fujur, is immorality, immoral, bad action, corruption. And immorality will lead to the hellfire. And one of you will lie and take lying as a habit, and all the time practice lying until he is written by Allah Azza wa Jalla that he is one of the liars. And if you are written by Allah Azza wa Jalla that you are one of the liars, then you are written to be from those people of the hellfire. Wal'iyadhu billah. One of you will lie until he takes lying as a habit. And how much do we see of that? Sometimes people lie because they need to lie, which is not an excuse. But sometimes you find people that have lying as an habit, they just lie for the fun of it. And lie because they like lying. And lie because they love lying. And lie because they've taken lying as a good habit in their life. Thinking is a good habit. And he knows how to lie. Some people, mashallah, this guy knows how to lie. He knows how to lie. He knows how to deceive people. Smart. Very smart. Look, he got somewhere in his life. He got somewhere in his life. Look, he knows how to deceive people. He made money. He's a good liar. Son, why didn't he become one of him? Why didn't he become like him? See, he's useless in life. Look at this guy. He knows how to lie. Subhanallah, lying became a praise thing. And honesty became a disgraceful thing. This guy's too honest. Jadbe. Stupid. This kid, you're never going to get anywhere in life. He's too honest. Huh? Son, you're not going to get anywhere in life. I wish that Allah did not give me you because you're too honest. Subhanallah. Honesty became a disgraceful quality and lying became a respectable quality. An honest man became a disgraceful person in life that people look down at. And a liar, very respected, smart, zaki. He got somewhere in life. One of you will lie until lying becomes a habit in him, until he's ridden from the liars. And you are ridden from the liars, then there's nothing else for you except the hellfire. Wal'iyadhu billah. Lying, ikhwani, a disease. That, as I said, people take it as a habit. And people take it as a smart thing. Wal'iyadhu billah. Being deceived by the shaitan, as the shaitan, la'natullahi alayhi, he said, la'uzayyinanna lahum fil ard. I'm gonna decorate what's evil on earth to to them. I'm going to make evil look good in their sight and good look bad in their sight. And that's what Shaitan managed to do, especially to those ones with weak hearts. Especially to those ones with weak hearts, he managed to deceive them by changing the good to bad in their sight and bad to good in their sight. Wal-iyadu billah. Lying. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, دَعْ مَا يَرِيبُكَ إِلَى مَا لَا يَرِيبُكَ. Leave what's doubtful for something that's not doubtful. And this is a great advice from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to us, to you, to how to live your life and not to put yourself in a place or in a state where you're going to regret later on. Leave what's doubtful for something that's not doubtful. A lot of things in life you are doubting. You don't know whether should you do it or not. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you feel and have doubt in such a thing, leave it and go for the thing that you've got no doubts in. And that goes around all life. And then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فَإِنَّ الصَّدْقَ طْمَأْنِينَ وَالْكَذِبْ رِيبَ. Honesty is a calming feeling in the heart. Honesty is a tranquility. When you're honest, you feel calm. You feel happy. You feel that you did something good that you could praise yourself with. And then lying is a doubtful. Lying is a doubtful thing in life. And whatever doubtful in life will only lead you to downhills. And alayhi salatu wassalam, he says, I am with someone in the middle of the paradise for leaving lying. Lying is something that it comes and occurs every single day. Not like either in other haram. Sometimes you're put in a position where you think it's alright for you to lie. So lying occurs is one of the harams that really occurs regularly, where other harams occur rarely. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I am with the one in the middle of the paradise for whoever leaves lying, even if whoever leaves lying, even if it wasn't true, even if it was needed, he leaves it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's inshallah we'll explain later on. Also sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes that one of the qualities of the munafiq, and the munafiq is the lowest state and lowest category of people. You've got believers and you've got non-believers. And from the non-believers, the worst one of them is the munafiqeen. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqeen are in the lowest and most lowest position in the hellfire. They're in the lowest and the most lowest position in the hellfire. And when you say a munafiq, it's not the term that crosses our mind and comes to our mind and says munafiq is someone that shows something different. Maybe someone prays and does something wrong, haram. That's not a munafiq, the meaning that Allah wants to mention in the Quran al-Kareem or the description of the Prophet ﷺ that he's mentioning in the hadith. Yes, a munafiq is someone that shows something different to himself. But the munafiq in the Quran and the munafiq in the hadith is someone that's a kafir. Full on kafir. Does not believe in Allah. Does not believe in the Prophet and hates Allah and his Prophet but shows Islam from outside. He is worse than a kafir. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla said that in the lowest and most lowest position in the hellfire. Alayhi salatu wasalam describes the qualities of a munafiq and he says, four qualities are the qualities of a munafiq. And whoever has one of those qualities has a quality of hypocrisy. So if you don't have four of those qualities and you only have one or two of those qualities, then you have a quality of hypocrisy. And then sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he says, إِذَا تُمِنَ خَان. If you trust him, he breaks the trust. If you trust him with something, he betrays you. If you trust him to give him something, he takes it and denies it. وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبْ. And if he speaks, he lies. All his talk is lying. Even the smallest thing, he keeps on lying and lying and lying just to show off and make himself something. And how many do we hear that and see that? A small incident that make it a major incident. A small thing that make it a big thing. A big thing that make it a small thing. Things that didn't even occur that even say, I did this and I did that and I brought this and I bought that. And just to lie. وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبْ. His talk is all the time lies. When he speaks, just lies and lies and lies, lie after lie, because he's a hypocrite. وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ. And if you dispute with him, if you disagree with him over a point, he goes off like he did something, something major happened. It's like he does not accept anyone to disagree with him. وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ. He makes a big scene over someone disagreeing with him. Over a small thing. Maybe disagree with him over a color of a wall. It makes a big thing. It's like, subhanAllah, no word on earth should be accepted except the word of this hypocrite. وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرْ. And if you make a pledge with him, he breaks the pledge. If you make a treaty and sign a treaty with him, he breaks that treaty. If you sign a contract with him, he breaks that contract. Well, this is the quality of a hypocrite. Alayhi salatu wasalam says, this is the qualities of a hypocrite. And anyone that has one quality of those qualities, then he has a quality of hypocrisy in them. Wal'iyadu billah. So if you have that quality in you, then you must take that quality and clean your heart from it, or else that quality will expand to another quality and go to a third quality and a fourth quality until this heart just blackens. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, for every haram you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dot a black dot in the heart. Until haram after haram, haram after haram, until black dot over black dot, black dot over black dot, until the whole heart is full of black. It's like a white paper, and you just keep on putting dots over the dots, dots over dots, until the heart just becomes fully black. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that he saw in his dreams, and the dreams of the prophets are all the time truth. One, someone came and took him and showed him. And the Prophet ﷺ didn't mention who's that someone. He said, someone came and took me and showed me that punishment in the hellfire. And alayhi salatu wasalam describes all the different punishments of different things until he saw a man leaning his neck and his back to the ground. And then an angel will come with a hook. Will hook his right side or the first half of his mouth and pull it all the way to his neck, and then his nose all the way to his neck, and his eyes all the way to his neck, and then he'll go to the other half and pull the other half of the mouth all the way to his neck, and other half of his nose to all the way to his neck, and his other half of his eye all the way, or the other eye all the way to his neck. And then he'll do that again and again and again. So the Prophet ﷺ said, who's that? He said, this is the man that will enter his house and lie the lies that reach to the horizon. This is the man that will enter his house and lie the lies that reach to the horizon. Just keeps on lying and lying and lying and lying and take a lie as a habit in his life. How do you expect to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you lie? To the state that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the house of Abdullah bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he was a young teenager. And he entered his house. And the narrator of this hadith is Abdullah bin Amir. He says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to our house when I was a young teenager. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the house. So Abdullah ibn Amr was a young teenager, was a young boy. Not a teenager, even younger. So when the Prophet ﷺ came, he just walked out of the house, wanted to go and play with the kids. So the mother of Abdullah, she called him. And she said, oh Abdullah, come. So he refused, little kid, he wants to go and have fun with the kids. Oh Abdullah, come and I'll give you something. Oh Abdullah, come and I'll give you something. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his mom, what are you planning to give him? She said, I'm planning to give him date. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you don't, then you are a liar. If you don't, you are written to be from those ones who lie. SubhanAllah, for something small. A small thing. Promising someone to give him a date. And promising your son to give him 50 cents. or $1, and that's not how much a diet cost. A diet, one diet cost probably 5 cents. Promising your son that you're going to give him $1, and then he doesn't fulfill your promise, you've lied. For a small thing, look how small this thing is. Not fulfilling what you say, even if it's small, it's considered to be a lie. Not fulfilling what you say, even if you see it so small, does not mean anything, it's also considered to be a lie. Same thing as we said last week. Saying things that offend someone, even if it's small, it's considered to be a lie. It's considered to be a slander and backbiting. That when the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned Safiya in front of Aisha, she said, leave her, she's a short woman. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got angry and he said, but Allah, you had mentioned a word. If you wanted to mix it with the ocean, it will get mixed. That's how big and massive and cruel and evil and humongous this word is. That we see it, nothing. Let's watch what we say. Even if you lie for the sake of getting something, or even if you lie for the sake of da'wah, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever makes up a dream that he did not see and tells people about it, he's a liar. That in the hereafter, Allah azza wa jalla will tell him to make a knot by two barley. You know the sha'ir, the barley, that's coming like a spaghetti. Could you knot it? Could you turn it around? Will break. You can't knot it. Once you turn it just a bit or bend it a bit, it breaks. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever makes up a dream that he did not see, he is a liar, and Allah azza wa jalla will tell him to make a knot between two barleys, between two thin spaghettis, that before they are cooked. How could you tie him up? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَا يَفْعَلَ. And he's never going to do it. Because once you bend it, it breaks. That's before you boil it. Once you bend it, it breaks. Could you imagine sitting there trying to make a knot between two bellies? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever makes up a dream that he did not see to tell people, so people could look at him and respect him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order him أَنْ يَعْقِدَ بَيْنَ شَعِيرَتَيْنَ, to make a knot between two bellies. وَلَا يَفْعَلَ. And he'll never do. Even for the sake of da'wah. People say, I saw in the dreams about you such and such and such, just to drag him to the deed. That's even haram. There's no such thing called good lie. And inshallah, we'll talk about that at the end of this lesson. And he also says at the continuing this hadith, and whoever listens to a gathering, whoever listens to a talk of a gathering, that the people of that gathering hate him to listen to, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal will pour in his ear a melted lead in the hereafter. To listen, to spy on people and listen. A gathering of people don't like it to listen to their talk. Ya akhi, I've got 10 people and we're talking. Sorry, I don't like it to be part of this gathering. We've got a private issue that I want to speak. A family issue that I want to speak. A business issue that I want to speak. A secret that I want to share. And you know from me that I don't like it to listen to it. So to come and start listening to it, when you know the people of the gathering don't like it to listen to it, well, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Azza wa Jalla will pour in his ear melted lead in the hereafter. For listening to a gathering that the people of the gathering don't like it to listen to. Even lying on the deen. To say something about the deen that you don't have knowledge of. To say something about Allah Azza wa Jalla that you don't have knowledge of. To say something about Allah and His Prophet that you even doubt. You can't just assume this is halal or assume this is haram from the small amount of knowledge that you have in your mind. If you're not 100%, not 99%, but 100% about a saying in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then don't say it. Don't say it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْ تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Here a verse in Surah Al-A'raf in which Allah Azza wa Jalla says, say that my Lord Allah had forbidden all the evil, and Allah mentions few things, and then He says, وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. To say something about Allah that you don't know. To say something about Allah Azza wa Jal that you don't have knowledge of. To say something about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if He dealt. When it comes to halal or haram or hadith or tafsir, if you are not 100% sure of the knowledge, you cannot assume. You cannot say. If you do not have enough knowledge about the all different disagreement of the scholars, then you can't say. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. As Allah Azza wa Jal told the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most knowledgeable man on earth, Allah told him, don't say what you don't have knowledge of. Don't say what you don't have knowledge of. This is a saying from Allah to who? To Muhammad. Then how is it from Allah to us? Inna sam'a wal basara wal fu'ada kullu ulaika kana anhu mas'ula. That the hearing and the sight and the heart, you'll be questioned about all. So if you don't have enough knowledge about halal or haram, or about hadith or tafsir, or any knowledge about the deen, you can't assume. Or just from the bit of amount of knowledge that you have in your mind, say, I think it's this way. You stop there. And don't be shy to say to yourself, I can't say, I don't know. The greatest scholar said, I don't know. The greatest scholar said, I don't know. The greatest companion said, I don't know. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, when someone used to ask us a question, we used to send them to someone. Everyone sent them to another person. And if one person sometimes wants to ask a question, probably get to about 20, 30 sahaba. Because no one wants to take the responsibility. These days, everyone wants to fight. Who's gonna give the fatwa? It's me, come to me, and then go to anyone else. Even if I don't even understand anything, but I want people to look at and respect me. Don't say what you don't know. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَا تَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبَ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. And then say, what your tongue decorates to you, this is halal and this is haram, just to lie on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those ones who lie on Allah Azza wa Jalla will never succeed. There's ones who lie to Allah on Allah Azza wa Jalla will never succeed. So don't say what you assume and you think it's halal from just your imagination, or just from your mind, or just from your mentality, or just from a bit of knowledge that you think this halal, this haram for the sake of Allah, it fits in my mind or does not fit in my mind. And you say this halal or this haram, and then hereafter you get judged for it. You're not sure? You ask people who are sure. You don't have knowledge, you seek knowledge of people that have knowledge. But don't assume, if you're not 100%, I want to say 100%, or I mean 100%, about a fiqh issue, or a halal issue, or a tafsir, or hadith, then don't speak it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَنْ كَذَبَ عَلَيَّ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَلْيَتَبَوَّ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Whoever lies on me deliberately, let him prepare his position in hellfire. When you lie on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say. Mentioning something the Prophet ﷺ didn't mention. Describing ﷺ of a description he didn't have. Then prepare yourself for the hellfire. Even if it was to praise the Prophet ﷺ. Even if it was to praise the Prophet ﷺ. Even if it was good for the Prophet ﷺ. You can't lie. You can't just mention it. Another hadith, ﷺ, he says, whoever, man kathaba alayya, أو من حدث عني بحديث كذب يرى أنه كذب فهو أحد الكاذبين. Whoever mentions a hadith about me that's a lie, and he knows it's a lie, he is from the liars. Even if it's good. Even if it's good, even if you're trying to describe the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of a good description. Even if you're trying to attract people to the deen. Even if you're trying to spread the da'wah and try and bring people to the deen, you can't lie about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this includes using the unauthentic ahadith. This also using the unauthentic ahadith. A hadith that you know is not authentic, and the scholars had agreed that it's not authentic. You cannot use the hadith, it's a lie. You can't say sallallahu alaihi wasallam said such and such, and you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say such and such, and you believe inside that this hadith is not acceptable. You can't use it. It's a lie on the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Also another lie is whatever you hear, you mention without finding the authenticity of what's been mentioned here. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu, an tusibukum. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu. O believers, if you hear a bad news of anything or anyone, then make sure it's right and correct. فَتُصِيبُ قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُ عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ Or else, you'll harm people or harm someone with ignorance over something that's not even true. And this verse was revealed because sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent some of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum to go and collect zakat from a tribe. And that tribe was preparing the zakat. And they took all the weapons and all the gold and all the rest of ammunition and put them all outside their mosque. So that companion assumed from what he saw that these people are getting ready to come and attack the Prophet ﷺ. So he went back to the Prophet ﷺ saying, Oh Prophet Allah, that tribe is attacking us and they're preparing a war against us. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Walid, Khadim ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu with an army. He took what he heard. These people want to attack us. So let's prepare and attack them before they attack us. So when they arrived, they heard these people calling the Adhan. And then he saw them praying, subhanallah. These people are still Muslims. They did not leave Islam. What's going on? Aren't you coming to attack us? He said, no, we're just preparing the zakat for you to come pick him up. Subhanallah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed this verse. Oh believers, if you hear bad news about anyone or anything or any tribe, make sure it's right and correct or else you'll harm someone or harm a tribe or a nation with your ignorance over the knowledge that you have. And then you'll feel regret over what you did. So make sure whatever you hear, it's right and authentic. And don't say anything that you know you have doubts in. Alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا أَوْ كَذِبًا أَن يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمَعَ It's enough a sin. It's enough of a sin. And it's enough of a lie for you to say whatever you hear. Whatever you hear, mention it. Fulan did this. Huh? Yeah, Fulan did this. And he starts saying, such. Especially when it comes to scholars. Alhamdulillah, you just hear 100 million rumors about this sheikh and that sheikh. Subhanallah, they're all innocent from it. Just people accuse of what they see and that's it and go and that's it. Speak. So another thing is to watch what you hear and not to mention everything you hear and to investigate what you hear. The last thing is, when is it permissible for me to say what's not true? When is it permissible for me to lie? Lying is an evil thing in all cases, whether good or bad. But sometimes you are permitted to lie, like how it is, you are permitted to eat khanzir or pig when you're in the middle of the desert and there's nothing else to eat for the sake, not because this pig is halal, for the sake of the darura, the necessity that applies on you to keep yourself and your soul alive. Here, there are three main incidents and times in which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam permitted us to lie. Alayhi salatu wassalam, he says, لَيْسَ الْكَذَّابُ الَّذِي يُصْلِحُ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فَيَنْمِي خَيْرًا أَوْ يَقُولْ خَيْرًا It is not a lie. Whoever fixes the problems between people and brings good and says good. So for example, if there's a dispute between Muhammad and Ahmad, and I say to Ahmad, Wallah, Muhammad all the time mentions good about you and he says good about you. And I mentioned to Muhammad, Wallah, Ahmad all the time mentions good about you and he praises you in good. And same vice versa between the two. I'm not lying here. I'm bringing good in between each other. Which is true. Maybe this person did mention good about him. But I make it up to be he mentions him good all the time. So whoever fixes between the people, that's not a lie. To bring the love and respect between two brothers or two sisters, it's not a lie. Especially when two brothers don't speak to each other, two sisters don't speak to each other for 3 days, na hasana will be elevated in the heavens. So to bring love and respect between two Muslim brothers or two Muslim sisters, it's not a lie. In war, a Muslim gets captured, taken by the enemy. Where's your troop? Where's the Muslims? What are they doing? They're in the west when they are really in the east. They're in the south when they're really in the north. What are they doing? What are they playing? They're planning to attack you at night when they're really planning to attack him during the day. So to take the harm away from the Muslims. And the last one is what the husband speaks to his wife. And what the wife speaks to her husband. And if I had an example, husband tells his wife, you are the most beautiful woman on the surface of this earth. When probably she's probably the opposite. Or same thing, the husband and wife tells her husband, same thing. Wallah, you are the most beautiful man I've ever met in my life. Also, and this talk from a husband to a wife, or wife to a husband, just to bring the love there. Wallah, I love you so much, we probably can't even stand her. Allahu A'lam. Or I love you, I can't wait till I see you, when he probably can't wait till he leaves you. Okay. Yani the love, or sharing that love between the husband and a wife, and the wife and a husband to express that love to get close to each other. So hadith al-rajul imra'atahu, wa hadith al-mar'a li zawjiha. What the woman speaks to her husband, and what the husband speaks to the woman. She cooked a cook, and it tastes the most ugliest food. Allah, so beautiful. And deep inside, he can't wait till he gets off the sofa. Okay. Saying something that makes the wife happy, or saying something that makes the man happy. Saying something that a husband pleases his wife, or the wife pleases his husband, and same thing. For this is also not considered to be a lie. When a husband respects his wife and says romantic, nice words, and same thing with a wife respects her husband and says romantic, nice words. And this is also recommended in deen. It's not like, wallah, I'm gonna lower from my manhood. I'm a man. I'm not gonna speak to my wife like that. She'll put it over me later on. That's the gangster thinking. Amma, the deen doesn't teach us that way. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, a man should be like a child with his family. But when he stands in front of his men, in front of his tribe, he's a man. And with your wife, you should be humble, respecting her, nice words, speaking to her nice, and same thing with the wife, speaking to her husband nice and so on and so on. And inshallah, that's not the topic that we're speaking about. Inshallah, we'll speak about it more often. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. Inshallah, we'll continue with this series of the manners and the morals of Islam, al-akhlaq, and the etiquettes of Islam. Inshallah, we'll still talk about the diseases of the tongue. Allahumma taqabbal minna ya arhamar rahimin. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you all for listening. And inshallah, we'll be with you once again on Monday.